A couple of months later was when it all got really exciting. And that was working just down the way here in the Upper King's store. And it was a Friday afternoon, and it was just after lunch, and it was in January of 2014, and I found another ritual protection mark, and it was directly opposite the fireplace. And I thought, this is quite similar to what we found in the Spangle bedroom. And that was a kind of a, I suppose you'd call it a bastardized pentagram, in effect. And then I recorded that, and then I moved on, and then moved on and moved on down the beam, and started finding more and more and more and more of these things.
On the same
beam. On the same beam, on the same side of the beam, yeah. Facing this fireplace, there were checkerboards and mesh patterns and intersecting VV designs, Marion marks, and some burn marks as well. And it took a long time for me to really realise what I was looking at. I knew that we'd got a big assemblage of these things. Eventually, I realised that the tool that had been used to cut them was a raised knife, which was used by carpenters. And then I started thinking about the dating of when those carpenters were in this particular space. And it was the spring and summer of 1606, which we knew from documentary purposes, but we also knew from Dendro by that point as well. So then I got thinking about, why are they so concerned about this particular space in 1606? And it occurred to me, well, hang on, this is part of the royal suite, or intended royal suite at Knowle. It's the King's Tower that's being remodelled so that Sackville would be able to attract King James I to increase patronage to the family. I was thinking, well, that's very interesting, because spring and summer of 1606, royal suite for James I, well, he's certainly a king that has a reputation for being interested in demonology. He literally wrote a book about it.
Yeah.
He wrote a book about effectively how to deal with evil spirits and witches, which had been republished in this country only 2 years earlier, 1604. Mm. He, of course, also had presided over witch trials himself when he was in Scotland. There's a man who's got a lot of interest in evil spirits and the devil.